Randy, I wanted to ask you, you invite kids to ask their parents to take them on an excursion to, wait for it, a junkyard. Why is that?
Yes, that is something that I came up with years ago and actually did with our children when they're very young. And I did it with my grandchildren years later. I had girls, two daughters, and I have five grandsons. And the grandsons absolutely loved the junkyard. I mean, this was like, this is terrific. I think they loved it a little more than the girls did. But the whole point in going to the junkyard is to say, see all this stuff out there? And I'm able to say to them, do you know how valuable this stuff used to be to people? I mean, there were people who fought over these things. There are arguments when somebody, there's a coffee stain on a couch. And people have been divorced over possessions, and people have died and left these behind. These things that seem so precious just grow old and nobody cares about them, and they become junk. Well, that's the way it is in this world. Now, Jesus talked, and this is what I would say to my kids, and so I said to my grandsons, Jesus talked about treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasures, not on earth, Jesus said, but store up for your treasures in heaven. Why? Not just because it's the right thing to do, it is the right thing to do, but because it's the smart thing to do, because those possessions are going to last. So whatever we send ahead to heaven, like the things that God will reward us for being faithful to him and obeying him and all of that, those things will be waiting for us when we get to heaven. All those possessions that we accumulate and value, those will not be waiting for us.
You know, it's been said you can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead.
Exactly.
And I know you've written about this in other books like The Treasure Principle, Randy, how important it is for believers to invest in the work of the kingdom of God. Say a little bit about why that matters and why Christians should be generous in this life as they invest effectively in the afterlife.
Well, generosity is our opportunity to truly do what Jesus was saying, store up treasures for ourselves in heaven. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds funny to say, store up treasures for ourselves. Well, I'm only saying that because Jesus said it. It is pretty surprising. He's saying, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. You'd think he would have said, store up treasures for me. Well, of course we're doing it for him, and we're doing it out of love for God, which is the first and greatest commandment. We're doing it out of love for people, which is the second great commandment. But also, when we do things out of love for God and for people, God rewards us for those things in heaven. And generosity, giving of our time, giving of our money, that is a way of serving that will result in eternity being different. And what I had the opportunity the other night to be with a family who had lost a loved one exactly 1 year earlier. And I thought, I walked away that night and I thought, what, it wasn't easy, but what an incredible investment this was on all of us who got together and spoke into the lives of grieving people. And that's an example of storing up treasures in heaven.
That's right.
And Greg, you didn't ask me to do this, but I just want to tell people, I really believe in this ministry. I believe in Harvest. I believe in the ministry of the program of the Harvest churches. And I've seen firsthand the results. And I'll say this, that I've never been around you for very long where it doesn't come right back to the centrality of the gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. And sometimes we make the mistake, and even ministries can make this mistake, of just kind of assuming that people know Jesus. They've not only heard the gospel, but they've responded to the gospel, and so we don't have to mention it. So let's just move on and get into the deeper things of the Christian life. We've got to go back to the gospel, and Jerry Bridges used to say, preach the gospel to yourself every day, because the gospel, even for those of us who do know Jesus, our life is about the grace of God and the grace of God in Jesus. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. That should be central to our thinking. And if people don't know Jesus, there's no greater need they have than to know Jesus. And if people do know Jesus, there's no greater need than to grow in him and know more and walk with him more.
Thanks so much for those kind words, Randy.